we learned in this week's parsha about Okay. Nisachim, libations, yeah? And we learn about the korbonis, parshas ha-korbonis, parshas ha-moyadois, yeah? Parshas pinchas. And all by the old korbonis, we mentioned the different nisachim we need and the different measurements by each of the nisachim, etc. By the korbonis. Now, what is unique to Sukkis is that in addition to the niske yayin, we also have the niske mayin. The niske yayin are mefurish in the Torah. The niske mayin, the libations, the water, so the Gemara tells us in Mesichta Sukkah and in Mesichta Tainis and in Kotten and in many other places, that it's halacha l'moshe miSinai. This that we have to have, the libations, the water, the niske mayin on the Mizbeach, 7 days of Sukkot, is halacha l'moshe miSinai. It's not explicit in the Torah. We have it on the Seder from Moshe Rabbeinu miSinai, halacha l'moshe miSinai, which in many respects has the same criteria of the Oraisa, etc. Discussed already what they write there. It's the qualifications of halacha l'moshe miSinai are in the Poskim. I'm not going to get into that now. And nevertheless, even though it's halacha l'moshe miSinai, the Gemara tells us in the Sechta Tainis that there are different Tanoim, different Tanoim who find Lashonis, Ramozim, alluded in the Torah, in the Psukim, where we find this, that we need to have the Niske Mayim. And actually Rashi records one of them, and that is clearly in this week's Seder, those who will be so kind and pass and look into glimpse into your Rashi, you will see it there. Mm-hmm. That is on page 894. Rashi says on the pasuk in the Karbonis of Sukkos. So Rashi says, "Bisheni Nemar." That is page 894, the second column, three lines from the bottom. "Bisheni Nemar viniskehem," plural, right? Al shnei tmidi hayoyim, b'leishina haloshen el lidrosh. K'mashar Razal, our sages taught, b'sheini v'niskehem. The second day of Sukkot, the Torah uses the plural expression, v'niskehem. Okay? B'shishi, on the sixth day of Sukkot, the Torah says, unsocheh. Okay? Okay. B'shvi, on the seventh day of Sukkot, the Torah says, k'mishpotom. Okay? Says the Gemara, that's mem, yud, mem. Okay? The ends of those psukim put together the words mem, yud, mem. Hare kan mayim. We have the word mayim. Remez, this alludes, l'nisach, this is a remez in the Torah, l'nisach ha-mayim, mina Torah, b'chag. That we ought to have the libations, the water libations, on the Sukkos. Okay. Good. We dealt with, so we have on Sukkos, the niske yayin and niske mayim. We mentioned the machlokes of Rashi and the Rambam. At least most of the Meforshim learn that there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Chof can't fathom it, can't cope with it to say that's the Pshat in the Rambam. Okay, let me just say what it is, and it's very clear, because the Mishnah says in the Sechta Sukkah that there were two separate bowls on the top of the Mizbeach, one to pour the wine in and one to pour the water in. And the Mishnah says that if you exchanged, yotza. Okay? So the Rashi explains, and see, so it seems quite clear, self-understood from the Gemara, that the meaning of the Mishnah is so, that generally, even though there was the Ma'arovis and the Mizrochis, the bowl on the southern side, on the Mizbeach, and they both were on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. One was on the southern side, one was on the south side, right? The southwestern corner. Yeah. So with one is like one that. It's like that, an angle. I'm sorry. What did I say?
You said both on the
I'm sorry. One on the west, and one on the south, and one on the west. Okay, that's what it says. Excuse me. Okay. So one was designated for wine, one was designated for water. So if you were exchanging, you pour the water into the wine one, and the wine into the water one. So Rashi, according to the, that's where Rashi learned. So yotza. you fulfill the mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim. If one takes out a Rambam and Hilchas Tevidin and Musaf in Perek Yud, it would seem quite obvious, even though Michas Chinuch tries to go out of his way to say maybe that's not pshat, but he just proves from all sides that Rashi, the Rambam seems to say that. That if the Rambam learned that you actually, even though you have the consecrated wine and the consecrated water, right, and you're meant to pour it into the wine bowl, into the water bowl, says the Rambam, if you mixed up the water and the wine, and then you poured them, right, it's okay, yotzah. Now the Michas Chinuch says, Tzorich Iyun Godel, the mocker for the Rambam. It's questionable, major, big time question, big time problem, what is the source for the Rambam? In other words, with all whatever analysis you will give, whatever rationale will have to understand this Rambam and the halacha, and basically we've done a fair bit of that up till this point, but the Michas Chinuch says, Tzorich, in other words, not today, but the other day, what is the issue? I'm not going to repeat it. Why? It looks like we're going to go over it again. No, hopefully not. So good. Okay, no worries. So the Michas Chinuch says, Tzorich Iyun Godel Mekoyroi. Where does the Rambam get to say that? Of course, the Meroi Meisoda, the Nesiv Mevalosh, the Masechta Sukkah, says that's the way the Rambam learned the Mishnah. Right? Wonderful. We can learn the Mishnah that way. The Michas Chinuch says there's nothing which forces us to learn the Mishnah that way. Dafke the Meroi Meisoda, the Nesiv Mevalosh, says Dafke the Mishnah learns that way. The Rabbi Chover Goin, in one of his responses, says, the way Rashi learns the Mishnah is nothing novel, big deal. Can't be pshat in the Mishnah. Definitely the pshat in the Mishnah has to be like the Rambam. Okay, fine, so it's all a matter of how to explain the Mishnah. But we're going to go a step further and try to find a mocker for the Rambam. The Rogatchover Goin himself does that. Okay, and we're going to do that today. And there is an interesting Sifri, which the Rogatchover has mamish, a phenomenal, amazing pshat in this Sifri, just unbelievable. And of course, he thinks and sees Rambam. You get it? You have to understand. So whatever, because his Rebbe is the Rambam, I mean, we should learn from the Rogatchover Goin how you have to be totally subjugated to your Rebbe. Because his Rebbe was the Rambam, and he Poshet thought, I don't know what he dreamt, but you can see what he writes. Everything he looks at, he sees it through the eyes of the Rambam. In other words, once he knows the Rambam, right? He knows it. There's no question that he knows it. He knows the Rambam inside out, upside down, right? So therefore, any section in Torah which he sees has to coincide with the Rambam. There's no question about it. And if it doesn't, he just sees it from a certain perspective, of a certain angle, that definitely the Rambam learned in such a way. And that's the mocker, that's the source, that's the pshat. And it seems that he does the identical thing in this Sifri. Because this Sifri, if not for the Rambam, and if not for the Rogatchover, no one would have dreamt to learn the Sifri this way. Even though, let me tell you something, there's nothing like it. That's the pshat in the Sifri. There's no other way to learn it. The way everybody else learns it, we have no choice. But dafka, the way the Rogatchover comes up to analyze this Sifri, nifla, givaldik. Okay. Now, till this point, we were discussing the Yayin. The Yayin was the problem, according to the Rambam. What was the problem? Because the Gemara says in Masechta Bava Basra, that's Sadik Zayin, that Yayin mozug is posul in Mizbeach. It says in the Torah, V'niskoy revi esahin lakeves yoyin, we have to pour wine. Now exactly where we know it from, we'll soon discuss, but the Gemara just says it without bringing any mocker, without bringing any source from the Torah that it is posel, and the Gemara says it's posel, even b'di'evit, even after the fact. If you have wine libations throughout the year, not just sukkahs, right? You're pouring wine, the wine must be pure wine. It cannot be diluted with water. What are the measurements? Let's not go into it now. It will never end, but whatever, there are measurements, right? What makes it Yayin Mozug? The measure, the general measure for the time of the Shas was that it's two-thirds to a third, right? Whatever. In other words, three to one, right? In other words, one part wine and three parts water, because the wine in the time of the Shas, according to the Rishonim, was very strong, so you have to dilute it with water to make it drinkable. But for the Mizbeach, for the Niske Yayin, it's meant to be Yayin Veloy Mozuk. And we mentioned the Ramban, when it came to the Posuk of Niske, on the Posuk, Bakoidesh Asech and Esach Sheikh Ol Hashem, we mentioned last year. Rashi says that the Posuk is excluding Yayin Megito, fresh squeezed grapes, right? Fresh wine, right? Fresh from the vat, from the press. So the Ramban says no, this pasuk is coming to, because the Torah excludes it and makes it means that it's invalid even after the fact, it must be Yayin Mozug we're discussing. And yayin mazik, meaning wine mixed with water, okay? And wine mixed with water is posul mida oraisa, like it says in this sifri. Okay, so we're going, so we have now, according to the Ramban, we have this, and the Rashbam. Okay, so the Gemara says clearly, yayin mazik is posul for the wine libations, whenever we have to have wine libations. The Rashbam, in Masechet Bava Basra, the Tzadik Zayin, brings a posuk, it says, v'niskoi yayin revis hahin. Brings in the name of the Sifri. I'm very sorry. That's the first thing he says. That's before the Sifri. And it seems, what is the basis from what it says? V'niskoi yayin revi'i sahin. So I noticed many different interpretations. Some say, you know, it's from v'niskoi. Niskoi, and niskoi means you should pour them the way, the natural way of the wine is. And some say, what else does it say over there? Yeah. And some say, yayin is pure. Some say, the Ritva says, because hin, the measure, right, refers to the measure which is pure wine, etc. Okay, the Rashbam goes on to say, in the Sifri it says, we know it from the Pasuk, Ba'kodesh HaSeich Nesach Sheichor. Sheichor means something which intoxicates, and therefore fresh wine, Yayin Mozug, I'm sorry, wine, only pure wine will intoxicate. Sheichor. Mashenkin, wine which is mixed with water, is diluted with water. Okay, it's a problem. So it's not Bechal Sheikhar. It's not Bechal Sheikhar. That's the way the Rashbam and the Ramban learn, right? In the Sifri, based on the Sifri. Okay, so we have a Gemara which says it's no good. The Sifri also on the spot. Here's the Lashon of the Sifri. This is the Sifri the Rashbam quotes. V'niskoi revi'is ahin, lakeves ha'echod. Chai atam menasech. Right? You pour the libations. Chai, that means pure wine. V'yata menasech mozug, but you cannot pour mozug, right? Wine which is diluted, mixed with water. Now, so that deals with the wine. The many meforshim, we then went on to discuss, what is the shita? So Rambam, right? So many claim that the Rambam, because we don't find that the Rambam codifies in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, and so it seems also from Hilchas Macholos Asuris, etc., that Yayin Mozug is a problem, so it would seem the Rambam codifies that Yayin Mozug is permitted for libations. And we analyze this in many ways. Some say because that's the way he learned that Gemara in Bava Basra, and he negates the Sifri against the Gemara. That's the way the Lecha Mishnah learns. The Ur Sameach learned, and this is found already in the Mabit, in the Kiryat Sefer, that when the Rambam says wine, mozug, well, it seems from the Rambam that mozug wine is good for libations, it's speaking after you had the full measure of the wine, and then you pour the wine in. He says, when is there a problem of yayin mozug? Only when the measure of the water will subtract the measure of the wine. The Torah says there has to be a precise measure, or v'yisahin, whatever, right? We need to have that wine. So if you minus, you're minimizing the wine by adding water, that's the problem. But if you have the full measure of wine, says there is some meach according to the Rambam, and then you add the water, it's okay. And with this, he explains the halacha, which we just finished saying, the Rambam and Hilchas Bittul Musafin, where you've taken the consecrated wine and taken the consecrated water, and you mix them, the Rambam seems to say it's okay for the libations of Sukkos, right? Why? Because we already had the full measure of the wine. So therefore, it's not a problem, says the Ur Sameach. Then there are others who disagree, and they definitely learn nothing doing. And that is the Sifri de Beira, for instance, learns definitely in the Das HaRambam, that the Rambam holds that, no, Yayin Mozug is posul in Mizbeach. He says the reason the Rambam doesn't bring it is because it's self-understood, number one. The Rabbi Shover Goin said the reason the Rambam doesn't bring it is because he brings another halacha, which from that halacha will understand that water mixed with wine mixed with water is a problem, because it's called deviation. If you deviate from what is in natural state, it's a problem. The halacha is nishtana. If you have, you grow the vine over the fig tree, right? And the fig tree changes the taste and the flavor, the smell, the aroma of the wine, of the grape, of the wine. The halacha is, it's possible for nesochim. Says the Gemara, because it says, zevach unesochim. That the nesochim are like the zevach, like the korban, just like the korban. We say, even though it is a kosher korban, and it has all the simonim that is kosher, and it's a he-goat or a she-goat, whatever it's, what it is, right? A he-goat. And it's a sheep. But it's born, and it looks like some other animal. It's nidme, it's called. Right? So there's a deviation, it's possible, right? The same goes for the nesochim. Zevach unesochim, it can be deviated. So if it loses the smell of the natural wine, It's no good, says the Rogat Shavar, for the same reason. Even after the wine was squeezed and you have the natural wine, it's fermented and everything, but you mixed water in, that's called deviation. Nishtana, it's possible. That's why the Rambam doesn't have to bother bringing it. Till now we discussed the wine. How about the water? We never discussed the water. The Rambam says, is that when we mix the water and the wine, it's yotzo. How about the water? Isn't there a problem with the water too? The Torah says you should the libations of water. You have to have water libations. When you mix wine with water, it seems to also affect the water. The water doesn't look like water anymore. Is it water? It's wine. Right? So anybody we discussed until now about yayin mozug in relation to the niske yayin. How about the water? So interesting. You know what the Menachos Chinuch wants to say in that Rambam? He says, you know, definitely the Rambam, when he says yotze, it's not referring to the wine, it's talking about the water. The wine you're not yotze, because it's called yayin mozug. And we can't mix water into the wine. When the Rambam says yotze, it means you yotze for the water. And because he goes on and he starts query, he wonders and he queries, what's takadid din with water? What? How do you measure water? Is mayim mozug a problem for niske mayim? And he goes on to seeming to want to say that because we see that you have to draw the water from the mehashiloyach, right, the well, and the mekir, the water in the kir is also suitable, right? So it could be it has all the halachas of mikveh. And whatever the water, halachas, criteria of water in the mikveh, those halachas will apply to the water of the libations, and therefore if it's discolored in certain measures up to a certain point, etc., all the halachas of mikveh should apply. But anyway, he ends up with questioning. He's not very sure about how to relate it. So rechiyun in this ingin riyachas to water, the change of, yeah. Valderech zeh, in the Sefer Mikdash David, from Rab David HaKohen Rappaport, from, well-known, in his Sefer Mikdash David, so in Simi Yud Oizvav, he also wonders, brings this Rambam, and he brings the Ursameach, that the wine is fine, even though we mix the water in it, but what about the water? And he also goes on and on to discuss the water, and it's not so partial, there should be a problem with the water too, and why isn't there a problem? I also noticed, so we're not going to treat the water tonight, okay, but I just want to also mention that from the Rogat Shavar's Ksovim, from what he writes, even though he doesn't discuss it, it's also quite clear that the Rogat Shavar learned that the problem of nishtana, the halacha of nishtana, that just as we say that there can be any deviation in the natural state of the wine for the wine libations, he says also in mayim there's a din of lo nishtana, even though the Rambam doesn't mention it. The Rambam mentions it only by the wine, right? But he learns that's the language of the Rogat Shavar, lo nishtana, by water. The Rambam only brings the din that if the water was nizgala, if it stayed overnight, that's where the problem is, gilui. But that's a posh, that's a psul in the Gemara.
Do you have to make a bracha over the niske mayim?
When they pour it? Yeah. When they do the service, there's halachas that when they do the service, they have to make brachas. Special brachas. So if they did a special bracha with the nesachim, I don't know. I'm sorry, I can't tell you offhand. Sorry, can't tell you. But in general, when they did the avoida, or they ate karbonis, they made a special bracha of asher kedushanu b'mitzvei tzivanu, ala achilas kochim, whatever it was then.
Because it would make a difference if it was mayim or
yes, I'm saying, yeah. Even if it's not the nus, you're not when they're pouring it. So the shaila is what the nus, what the text of the bracha is. The shaila is we're fulfilling the mitzvah. What are we doing here? Is it valid or invalid? Okay. There's a Karen Oira, for instance. The Karen Oira says, well, let me just one more thing, and we're going on with the Rogat Shavar. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah Lamelech and Ilchas Yisurim is Be'ach, says as follows. The Rambam says that when we have libations which have been affected, right? It's not tmimim, like we said, right? They're not wholesome, they are moldy and the like, right? So the Rambam says that if one is consecrates it for the Mizbeach, right? Says the Rambam, he will not get lashes mida oirais of biblical lashes, but he'll get lashes mida rabbon. Makas mardus. Because the Gemara queries, is it like a balmum? Because the din is, if you have a korban, which is a balmum, which has a blemish, and you consecrate it for the mizbeach, right? So the din is, you get lashes. Because there's a pasuk telling us, you're not allowed to consecrate a behemoth which has a blemish. So the Gemara queries, if the same applies for libations, water, which are unfit, if you consecrated it, do you get lashes? Is it like a korban? The same goes for flour for a mincha, if it is wormy, and you consecrate it, is it like consecrating a behemoth, which is blemish? The same goes for the oil if it's ruined and you need it for the mincha and you consecrate it. So the Gemara there too also queries. So the Gemara ends up with a iboy de lo ifshete. The Gemara doesn't reconcile the query. And therefore the Rambam says, therefore we will not give him lashes midoraisa, we'll give him only lashes midorabonon. Which there's different days exactly what lashes the rabbanon mean. Does it mean that are lighter? Does it mean that they give them half of the lashes that arise, etc., etc.? Okay. Now the Mishnah Lamelech says, how about water? If you use water which isn't perfect, and you consecrate it for the mizbeach on Sukkos, so he brings a Tosfos and Mesech to Yuma Daf Samar Gimel, where Tosfos says we don't find that there should be lashes midarabonim given for water which was consecrated. So you see already from this Tosfos, which the Mishnah Lamelech brings to our attention, that water may have a different criteria than wine, for whatever reason. Either because it's not mefurash in the Torah, can't help you. The Keren Ora says, I don't understand, in Masechta Menachos, and he says, why shouldn't we say and compare, and analogous, right? Compare the water to the wine, because they're both misachim. So just like these misachim, there are lashes, so it should have the same criteria for the wine. Nevertheless, Tosfos says that in relation to the water. So I just want to conclude, I want to just say one word, that you see that water is a lot, it's not as stringent as wine, even though la halacha, why posh, it's not the horizon, this is the rabbonon, even though it's halacha l'mesh misinai, etc., etc. So maybe for that reason we don't find lashes the rabbonon even for it. Okay, which, by the way, with this taste, you can also maybe reconcile. When it says tmimim, what I said, right? Good, huh? We discussed, why is the tmimim written not by Sukkos? So the Rocket Chopper going said his shot. Because there's a case where we can have the water and the wine mixed, right? But I'll tell you something, even if we don't mix the water and the wine, right? But due to the fact that by Sukkos we have wine libations and water libations. So even if we'll accept like Rashi learns, that we don't mix the water and the wine, right? Nevertheless, that the stringency of tmimos, according to this Tosfos quoted in the Mishnah Lamelech, right, doesn't seem to be by water as it is by wine. And therefore we don't find that lashes are given if you consecrate water which is not tmimos, which aren't perfect, right? The Mela, therefore, maybe that's why the remes of Viniskeim, that tmimos have to be written, that have to be applicable to libations are not written by Sukkos, in order not to apply it also to the water. And it's only applied to the wine, which therefore is placed only in Shavuos. Okay, we're going on. Now, what is the mocker? What is the source? And I believe the Rogachover wants to do just that. Listen to this Sifri. The Sifri reads as follows. The Sifri says, on the Pasuk, we have a Chumash. It says, Viniskoi Yayin. Let's take out the Chumash. Page 890, Pasuk Zayin. Viniskoi Revi'is Ahin Lakeves Ha'echod. Ba'kodesh haseich nesech shechor lashem. This pasuk, an important pasuk for us, okay? V'niskoi revi'is yayin la'keves o'echod, ba'kodesh haseich nesech shechor lashem. Now, this whole pasuk is expounded on in the Sifri. Just about every word of the pasuk. A fair bit of it is quoted in the Rashi. Let's just glimpse at the Rashi. Be so kind, look at the Rashi. V'niskoi, says Rashi, Zayin, second column, pasuk Zayin. That's just about the middle. It says Rashi, Viniskoi Yayin, that's what we're talking about, the wine. It says Rashi says, Ba'kodesh Haseich, what does that mean? Ala Mizbeach is Naschu, we have to pour it on the Mizbeach. Then it says, Nesech Sheikh, says Rashi, Yayin Hamishaker, Prat Liyayin Megito, fine. Now, it doesn't follow with the Sifri, because the Sifri says, except for Yayin Mozuk, okay? Not without, this comes to exclude diluted wine. I said most of the Sifri is in Rashi, Dafka not, which is the section of it. Okay, let's go. Let's go back to the Sifri. So we're acquainted with the Pasuk. We see the Pasuk, okay? The Pasuk says, Viniskoi Yayin, Reviniskoi, the pourings, the libations of the wine is Reviyas Ahin, La Keves Aechot, for one of the sheep, Ba'kodesh, one of the sheep, Ba'kodesh Haseich Nesech Shechor Lashem. Now, let's slowly. So the first section of the Sifri reads as follows. Let me read it for you. It says Viniskoi Reviyas Ahin La Keves Haechot. Right? That's that pasuk. Viniskoi Reviyas Ahin La Keves Haechot. You get it? Till that, till the Esnachto, till the middle of the pasuk. Says it's a free. Chai atomenasech. You pour the libations only when it is fresh wine. Correct? Vi atomenasech mozuk. But you cannot pour libations the wine when it is mixed with water. Okay? No problem. So we know it from where, according to the Sifri? From the words of Anisker Revis Ahin La Keves Ha'echod. Now, let me tell you. I mentioned this before, I'll just bring to your attention again on these words, viniskoi. Some say, you know what, from viniskoi, that you can't have water mixed with it, because viniskoi means pure pourings, pure libations. Some say it's revius hahin, right? Revius, that means we have to have a full revius, a full measure of pure wine, and then maybe you can add water, but not before that. Hahin means the measure, so the full measure of healthy wine. Okay, la keves ha'echod. Now let me tell you something. The Rogatchover seems to have a different way of approaching this pshat. In other words, whatever I just told you, that's the way everybody learns. Rogatchover explained just a bit different. And he just brings to, I believe, I'll tell you why in a minute. We'll soon come to it. But let me just, I'll just tell you what the Rogatchover says. The Gemara says in Masechta Bechoros. See, the Rogatchover sees Rambam wherever he looks, right? So I believe he sees this Sifri and he sees Rambam. The Rambam, according to the Rogatchover, doesn't allow you to use Yain Mozog. It's possible, correct? Yain Mozog is possible in Mizbech, even though he doesn't say it explicitly. Said the Rogatchover, but the Rambam relied on what he writes explicitly. And what halacha does he write explicitly? Yain Shenishtana, right? Yain, which was deviated from its natural state, is possible. Okay? Hidlo ale agefen ala teino. It's possible. Gemara in Bechoros Daf Yud Zayin. The Mela says the Rogatchover, the same will apply if you take wine. Put water into the wine, so the wine has been, you deviate from the wine naturally should be fresh, pure wine, you mixed water in it, it's not pure wine, it's nishtan, it's possible. I believe the Rogatchover, therefore, sees this shtikala Sifri, and he says that's exactly what the Sifri is saying. It says, V'niskoi revi'es ahin la'keves ha'echot. How do you know it from this pasuk? So he brings the Gemara in Pchoris. You know what the Gemara says in Pchoris as follows. Take out the parshas of Rosh Hashechem. It says in the Pasuk, 892, Pasuk Tezvov. Says the Gemara. The Gemara starts off to say, and it talks about Nidme, right? We spoke a moment ago about a Nidme. That sometimes the he-goat, right? The she-goat could give birth to a he-goat, which doesn't look like a he-goat. It looks a little like a sheep, because it came from a mixed whatever, right? With a sheep and a goat. The Gemara discusses exactly how it worked out, yeah? But says the Gemara, Oseir izim echod lechatos. We derive from this posuk that when it comes to Seir Rosh Chodesh, the he-goat of Rosh Chodesh, and the halach is by all the korbanos, not dafka by the he-goat of Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara Farshim explained why it's dafka learned from this posuk. So the Gemara, it says, Seir izim echod lechatos. Now Seir izim is singular, right? So what does the Torah say? Echod. Seir izim lechatos l'Hashem. Says the Gemara, echod means ha-miyuchod, a distinct one. It has to be, listen, it has, was a pedigree, what do they call it? Yeah, it has to be a he-goat, which was born from a she-goat, and its ancestry is till Achashis in Evrashis. You know what's going on? The cook could have been somewhere mixed in something. The she-goat, the maternally, the mother, had to be all through a she-goat. That's the echod. The he-goat has to be echod, not a nidme. Not a nidma, echod. So you know it from the echod, ham miyuchod, that's to be distinct. Gemara mefurish. And then the Gemara in sequence says that the same applies to libations, that libations are like the korbonos, just like we derive from the korbonos, that we say it has to be zeh, has to be echod, ham miyuchod, distinct, that it has to be not a nidma, that's something which was deviated, it has to be distinct, clearly, that it's what, it's mamish, the fetus of the mother, right? I mean, the identical, the goats, etc. Al derech zeh, the same applies for the libations, right? Nothing's deviated from its natural state. So zevach is like nesachim. So the Rogatchover says, that is exactly what is alluded in this pasuk. It says, v'niskoi revi'i sahin la keves ha'echod. It says, keves ha'echod. We have again the echod, you get it? Ha'echod. It could have just said, I believe the Rogatchover is saying this, even though he doesn't mamish stress it. It says, as a keves, what does it say? V'niskoi, we take out the posuk. V'niskoi revi'i sahin, la keves. What's la keves? Ha echod. So you have again the echod there, right? Which this echod matches up with the seer, izim echod lechatos, right? Which that tells us that what? That the korban of the tomid cannot be a nidme, has to be mamish, right? Distinct. It has to be a keves, a sheep. Right? 100% sheep, not a nidme. And b'mele, so the revi'i sahin is identical to the zevach. So in the libations, right, the same pasuk which speaks about the korban, v'niska yayin revi yisehin lakeves alechon. The Rogachover basically is explaining, you know, the Sifri, you have to understand, the Sifri is different than the Shas in the respect that sometimes you'll find the Shas will quote the whole pasuk and expand on one section or one particle of the pasuk. But this Sifri, especially in this instance, dissects the pasuk and actually is the expounding and deriving, right, extrapolating, right? Is that the right word? Extrapolating, yeah? From each section, each word, he quotes the word and tells the drasha, says the word, says the drasha. Now the Rogachover sees that the whole full posuk is quoted. It says, V'nizkor revi yisahin la'keves ha'echod. It doesn't just quote V'nizkor revi yisahin, like all the other Mephoshim learn. The Baldi quotes the whole posuk, and the Sifri says on this, Chayatamanasech mozuk. So the Rogachover learned that we know it from the whole posuk. How do we see it in the whole posuk? Because it says, Keves ha'echod, which tells us that it can't be a deviation in the korban, and the same pasuk says viniskoi, so that tells us that the nesach, the libations, are like the korban, so there can be a deviation in the nesach and the libations. So it's just identical to what the Gemara says in Masechta Zvachim. Chayata menasach. Now I believe one of the Rebbeim will see it this way is because that is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam learns that mozug is posul because it's nishtane, right? Therefore, the Rogachover says, that's exactly what the Sifri is saying. The Rogachover, the Rambam learned and recorded and codified that the halacha of Nishtane, and from there is understood the din of Mozuk. Now, he codified it from the Gemara, but he also codified it from the Sifri. But he didn't bother expressing all or detailing all the problems of Nishtane, because it's self-understood from this Sifri, from this Gemara, etc. And therefore, libation of the Shav water, Mozug is possible. He didn't have to tell you Mozug is possible. Okay, so that's the first section. Let's go to the next section. And you'll see that what I just mentioned to you a moment, that every word and every fine iota and fine detail of the Pasuk is relevant. You'll see from the Gra, the Vilna Gaon. Here we go. Then it goes on further. Listen to this. And we'll hope to finish on time. Listen to how he reads it. Rabbi Nosson Oimer. This is what the Sifri says. Rabbi Nosson Oimer. Hasech. No, I'm sorry. Look at the pasuk now. Now, further, it says in the same pasuk, Haseich Nesech Sheikhar Lashem. Right? You got it? The same pasuk. Good? That pasuk, Viniskoi. Pasuk Zayin. Haseich Nesech Sheikhar Lashem. Good. That's page 890, I'm sorry. 890, back to 890. That's the Parshas HaTomid, yeah? Rab Nosson Oimer Haseich Nesech Sheikhar. Yeah? Lomo Nemar. He asks, Loma Nema. And he answers, Lahavi Nisuch Hamayim. This comes to exclude the libations of water. In other words, the parasha is talking about Tomid. Here the libations of wine. Libations of water is in Sukkos later on, right? Nevertheless, here we have a Rabbi Nosson who asks on the words Haseich Nesach Sheikhar, Loma Nema. Why is it written in the Torah by Haseich Nesach Sheikhar Lashem? And he says, Lohavi Nisuch Hamayim. So let me just tell you and bring to your attention what all the Mephoroshim say. Just about all, I don't know, I have a fair amount of Mephoroshim as a free, etc. Number one, the Vilna Gaon Berosha. He says the word Sheikhar is out. Out. Cut out. The question of Rab Nosson wasn't on the word Sheikhar. The question was, Haseich Nesech Lomo Nemar. Why does it say Haseich Nesach? I don't even think, I think also changes the Loma Nemar too. I don't recall exactly. I don't know if it's a free Tachasiyodi. The terminology, the phraseology of Loma Nemar, it changes. Just, it should, and basically, what is the Vilna Gaon doing? Poshut. The Keser Kuhnu already brings this Agoi. Sagroi doesn't explain that it's based on Tainis, but it's clear. The Gemara in Tainis says as follows. We mentioned before the Rashi. Where do we know libations on Sukkot from water? We know it from, it's alluded to the Mem Yud Mem. Rab Nosson, in Masechta Tainis Daf Gimel, Rab Nosson, the same Rab Nosson. Here we go. And that's why we'll appreciate the Vilna Gaon's Agor. Rab Nosson says, where do we know water libations? Says the Gemara, it says, Haseich Nesach Sheikhar Lashem. Haseich Nesach, the double expression. Something's extra. What's the Haseich and what's the Nesach? Could have been written by Kodesh Haseich Sheikhar Lashem. What's the Haseich Nesach Sheikh Al Hashem? So he says, Bebez Nisuchin Hakosud Medaber. He's talking about two types of libations. One water and one wine. And from here we know Nisuch HaMayim Min HaTorah. Asks the Gemara, Ve'emo shteim shel yayin. Here the Gemara says, maybe when it says the two, the double expression, aseich nesach, the double expression, that both refer to wine. And why do you need two psukim to say there are two pourings of wine? And the Rabbi Shover in his response says, aha, mazeh, he says, mazeh. So he says, this is the two types of libations of wine. There's one type on the shittin, directly on the yesod, on the foundation, on the protrusion of the mizbeach down on the bottom beneath. That's the one type of pouring of wine. And then there's the pouring of wine on sukkahs, which is on the top of the mizbeach. That's the meaning of the Gemara's question. Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Hillel, one of the Rishonim, says, what does it mean? I believe the Rabbi Shover didn't appreciate that pshat, and therefore he learns his pshat, or whatever, we're not going to go into it now. The Rabbeinu Hillel says, maybe they both read the two pourings of wine. Look at the two pourings of wine. So it does nothing to do with the water. He says, the two pourings of wine may be one. We take that hint, he says, one in the evening and one in the morning. Because there's a Tamashal Shachar and Tamashal Ben Arabai. Right? So there's one in the morning, one in the evening, one in the afternoon. That's the two pourings. And then Nitziv Mevaloshin learns that way in Mefurish and any kind of Tziv on his own. He says Mefurish that you have to have a hin. So he says, no, there was a sfora to ask that maybe we should take that one measure and split it up into two times. That's the meaning of the Gemara. But the Rabbi Shover, I believe, thought all about that, and he says, mazeh. And therefore he says that goes on the two types of styles, right? Which we said, one at the bottom, one at the top, finish. The outcome, the Gemara says, no, it definitely one refers to wine and one refers to water. Because if it's referring to the same type, both wine, both water, both wine, it should have said, Bakodesh haseich haseich, Sheikh al Hashem. Or Bakodesh nesach nesach, Sheikh al Hashem. Why does the Torah change the expression? Bakodesh haseich nesach. So Aseich Nesach shows that they're both being poured, except they're different types. One is a pouring of wine, and one is a pouring of water. That's the Maskanos HaGemara and Tainas of Gimel, Furush Gemara. Now it's very clear from the Gemara that we, based on Rashi, that we learn that from the twofold expression Aseich Nesach, right? And that's why the Vilna Gaon says when it says in the Sifri, Rab Noson Noimer, it's the same Rab Noson as in the Shas. Rab Noson says it says Aseich Nesach Sheikh Loma Nemer. What does it say Aseich Nesach? And the Gemara, and the Sifri answers, Lahavin Nisuch HaMayim. So it seems to be the basis of the Shas. The Shas says, quotes a Brisa. The basis is the Sifri. So if the Sifri means what the Shas says, and the Shas definitely means that we learn it out from the twofold expression, the double expression, the redundant expression, right? The Haseich Nesech, right? But has nothing to do with the word Sheikhar. Therefore, the Vilna Gaon says, Rabbi Noson Eimer Haseich Nesech Lomo Nemar. And the Sheikhar, Miyutar. Extra. And he basically deletes it. Good. Let it be. And many Meforshim quote and learn the Sifri just as the Vilna Gaon learns. And it's basically they draw parallels and say what the Sifri says refers to what the Shas says. No problem. That's the Shita of Rab Noson. The Malbim I've seen only who quotes the Sheikhar, but he has his own drosha, because he usually has his own droshas in his style of grammar, etc., Hebrew grammar, and it's a certain style. You have to appreciate the Malbim. I'm not very well versed in the Malbim. So he has a certain twist on the Sheikhar that it should coincide and everything should make sense. Nevertheless, the Vilna Gaon doesn't like it. All the Meforshim learn what this says here means there too. Basically, they're saying another thing the Meforshim basically raise, and that is, the Sifri de Rav says, Rab Noson Omer. When you say that language, Rab Noson Omer, it seems like he's arguing with somebody. Who is he arguing with? Because if he's just saying his own statement, he would say, Omer, Rab Noson says so and so. Mazeh Rab Noson Omer. As if he's arguing with someone. See, and he's not arguing with anybody. Because before, the first section of the Brice is talking about Nisuch HaYayin. The second part of the Brice is talking about Nisuch HaMayim. So he's not arguing with anybody. He's just coming to introduce an Aloha, right? So what's to say Rab Noson Oimer? So basically, the Sifri Dibei Rav says, the expression Rab Noson Oimer is referring to the other Tana. The other one who argues, there's another Manda Omar. And that is, the Gemara in Masechta Tainis brings another Manda Omar. Right? I forgot, I think it's from Yudhi Ben Seder and Rabbi Akiva, whatever. Which they learned that we know it from the Mem Yud Mem, or Rabbi Akiva knows it from a different letters, etc., whatever. Right? Comes Rab Noson Eimer! Rab Noson comes to disagree with them. Don't tell me you know it from the extra letters alluded in the Parsha of Sukkos. No, it's known from the Haseich Nesach. That's what the Sifri Dibei Rav says, why it says in such language, Rab Noson Eimer. The Emek HaNatziv, the Nitziv Mevaloshin in his commentary, says you should know that In essence, Rab Nosson holds definitely, like it says in the Shas, that where do we know Nisach HaMayim? Only from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. Right? Because what is he saying? We're talking over here about the Parashas Tomit. He's not talking about Sukkos. So all of a sudden, Rab Nosson is telling you what Drosh about water, which the libations, which everybody agrees, even though I saw some of the unfortunate say, maybe water has to be poured all year. But the Tel Sodom and others say, well, no, we don't find such a thing, etc., etc., right? So definitely it's only Sukkos, right? For whatever reason, as the unfortunate we discussed. So if that's the case, so what is Rab Nosson all of a sudden saying that we know it from here? So he says, no, definitely Rab Nosson also follows with the rest of them. They're all agreeing that we know it, that why do we have the water libations, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, or it's because it's alluded in the parasha of Sukkos, the Mem Yud Mem. Everybody agrees to that, says the Netziv Mevaloshin. What then? If we'll rely only on that, the question will arise, when should you have the water libations poured? When should you have the libations? Should you do it during the Musaf? If it says in the Sukkos, so you should have it during the Musaf of the Sukkos, you should pour them. Guess what? The halacha is that when do you have the water libations poured? It's poured at the same time when the wine libations are poured, and they're poured in the morning with the Tomit Shel Shachar. You get it? Tomit Shel Shachar, not the Musaf of Yom Tov later. You get it? Says the Netziv Mevaloshin, that's the Chiddush of Rab Nosson. Rab Nosson says, Omer Rab Nosson Omer, you should know, I know it from here. Basically, he's teaching us another, he's completing, fulfilling this general halacha which we know from Sukkos, right, from the parasha of Sukkos, or from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, that we have to pour water libations. Says Rab Nosson, you should know. I have a posuk which tells us and alludes to the water libations. And what's his aim and goal? To tell you when to pour it. Where does he derive it from? From Parsha Satomit Shel Shachar.
You wouldn't learn that from the Gemara anyway.
How?
Because the tzaddikim poured the water on his feet, they pelted him with their sroigim.
That's only because the halacha is that way.
And they don't.
They follow the halacha. How did the Gemara? How did we take it now?
Because they didn't have little Vanessa Gemusa.
No, so we know we follow the halacha is that we do it in the morning. How did they take it know that they do it in the morning? But
how did they?
That's what we're talking about. Exactly. Of course, they said they did it in the morning. Yeah. But how does the Gemara? Why did they take it do so in the morning? How do we know? So that's the Shalom. Rav Nosson says, I know it from because this, it's alluded in the Parsha Satomit of Shel Shachar that there's water libations. So now we're deriving water libations from here. It's basically just alluding, connecting, and telling us, it's a remnant to tell us when we ought to do it. Okay. Now, Hert und Stund. Guess what? Now, the Rabbi Chava doesn't really spell out all the issues why he learns this way. One thing he definitely wants to substantiate. And he asks that question. He says, Sheikhar. What is Sheikhar doing here? What is the word Sheikhar doing here?
Nothing.
Which the Vilna Goin omitted. In other words, when we look in the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Haseich Nesach Sheikhar Hashem. Look back on the Pasuk. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, you don't have us a free. Right? It says, Haseich Nesach Sheikhar Hashem. Right? So everybody learned, right? Like it says in the Gemara Tainis. Rab Nosson learns, like it says in the Gemara Tainis. We learn it from the double expression, Haseich Nesach Hashem. Because it says two twice, and they're different phraseology. So one goes for mine, and one goes for yad, yeah? For Sukkos, right? Nevertheless, the Sifri says, Rab Nosson says, I know it from what it says, Aseich Nesach Sheikha, right? So the Vilna Gaon says, it's miyutur. Sheikha doesn't belong there, right? He deletes it. The Rabbi Chava says, what is Sheikha doing here? So for him, that's a key word. Now, let me tell you another thing. I believe the Rabbi Chava Gaon also, well, I believe the Rabbi Chava Gaon wants to also reconcile another 2 points. One point, what the Sifri de Be'erav raised, says Rab Nosson Oimer. When it says Rab Nosson Oimer, it seems that he's arguing on somebody. What did the Sifri de Be'erav say? Who is he arguing on? He's arguing on Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, those who derived it from Mem Yud Mem. Now, where are they? They're not here. They're in Gemara Tainis. You know where they are? They're actually in the same Sifri, but at the end, in Parsha Sukkos. Would you believe that the word Rab Nosson Oimer, Haseich Nesach Sheikh Aloma Nemel Ahovi Nisach HaMayim, is found again, repeated, in this Sifri, in the Parsha of Sukkos, where it speaks about the Karbonos. And there the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva says, how do we know that we have the Nisach HaMayim? So Rabbi Akiva says, I know it from here and there. Then the Sifri concludes in the Parshas Nesachim, in the Parshas Sukkos, in Chagas Sukkos, which is the end of Parshas Pinchas. It says over there, he says, I know it from what it says. So basically, there Rab Nosson Oimer makes a lot of sense. Because there it's explicit that Rab Nosson is arguing on him. Like the Netziv Mevaloshin explains it here, right? Now, we do find frequently that the Sefri will have the Tanoim repeat themselves, right? Because especially after the Netziv Mevalojin explained. According to Netziv, it seems to follow well. It belongs really, he tells you, Ha'aloch of Nisach HaMayim. That's talking about the end of the parsha, by Sukkos, right? That's where the Nisach HaMayim is. That's where it says in the Sefri, in the section of Nisach HaMayim, right? That's the main place. Nevertheless, it was introduced here, where it speaks about the parsha Satomi, which speaks about the wine libations, to tell you that it has to be poured in the morning, correct? That's what the Sefri Mevalojin said, which reconciles why Rav Nosson is repeated, right? But it seems very clear from the Sefri Dibei Rav and others, I believe, that Rav Nosson really here is arguing on who? On them. And he's coming to teach you just nothing novel. Just telling you the halacha. Where we find the Torah has, it alluded that we have to pour the wine, like water, like we find, we pour the wine. Now I believe the Rogachev learned, here we go, that Rav Nosson said two halachas, something big time. And my opinion is that way. I think, according to the way I understand the Rogachev. L'das ha-Rogachev, the Gemara in Nesech the Tainis, which learns it out from Hasech Nesech, because there's a double expression, right? One Hasech goes for wine, one Nesech goes for water. That is that Rav Nosson found in the Sefri, but not this Sefri, like the Vilna Gaon learned, like everybody else learned. It's the Sefri in Parshas Sukkos, in Chag HaSukkos, where the Gemara says, where do you know Nisach HaMayim? Says the Gemara, says Rav Nosson, I know Nisach HaMayim, because it says Hasech Nesech Sheikhal Hashem. Hasech Nesach, wonderful. And therefore, the Sefri introduces it in this section, in Parshas Pinchas, in the section of Chag HaSukkos, right? In the halachas of Chag HaSukkos, where there we say we learn it, we know it from the man, Yud Mem, or whatever, or a different halacha, comes Omer Abnason Omer, I know it from Hasech Nesach. That makes sense, it should go there. And that's the Gemara in Tainis, talking about Minayin L'Nisach HaMayim L'Atar. Parshas HaTomid, here we're talking about Karbonos Tomid and Nisach HaYayin. So the Rogachev understood that Rav Nosson is referring to a halacha which is negeya to Nisach HaYayin, not to Nisach HaMayim. To Nisach HaYayin. Here we go. It says a gewaltige thing. Listen. And now why it says Rav Nosson Oimer? He's arguing, you know, on who? On the first fellow. Not arguing. He's commenting on the first section of the Sefri here. And that's where he says, Sheikh. What's he saying? What did the first section of the Sefri say? Which everybody agreed to. No one argued about that. It says, V'niskoi revi'is ahin la'keves ha'echod. Right? The beginning of this pasuk. So from there, the Sefri says, Chai atom anasech. The wine, libations, you have to pour. Chai. Fresh wine. Pure wine, in other words, right? Not diluted. V'i atom anasech mozuk. But you can't dilute the wine. No water in that wine. And we discussed where you know it from. Either from the Nisko, Revi, Sahin, or like the Rogachev says, from Lakeves Ha'echod. So we, analogous, right? We compare the libations to the animal. That's the statement, the initial statement of the Sefri. Says, according to that, it comes out as follows. That water cannot be mixed with wine. Correct? Mozu, no good. Now don't forget the Rogachev. Whatever he sees is Rambam. What did the Rambam tell us in Hilchos Tamid in the Musafit? That you may mix water with wine. What did we say? We said there's a difference between water and wine throughout the year and water and wine on Sukkos. Excuse me. L'dasa Rambam said the Rogachev Yain Mozug is possible. But Sukkos, it's okay. And the Rogachev are going to explain this, and we didn't discuss it today, but we said it the last time. Taking water which hasn't been consecrated and mixing it with wine, that's Yayin Mozuk, according to the Rambam. That makes that wine, invalidates the wine. That's possible. We know it from what the from the Psukim. Like, that's what the Gemara means to discuss in the Sefer of Baba Basra, Yayin Mozuk is possible. Comes the Rambam and goes to the Musafim and tells us something novel. But if you take the water of the libations of Sukkos and you mix it with the wine libations, then it's okay. That's what the Rambam was talking about, correct? And the Rogachev explained, why are these waters different? It doesn't contradict the halacha of Yayin Mozuk, even though the Halacha Mishnah thought it does. And the Rogachev said as follows, due to the fact, we said this last time, and more, we elaborated in the prior time, when we in Parsha Shlach, and that is, the Rogachev says, we're talking about consecrated wine and consecrated water. And therefore, because they are both belonging on top of the Mizbeach, now Hashem says we have to pour them both on the Mizbeach. So that's where they both belong. They're both meant to be poured. They've both been consecrated. Right? And they both belong on top of the Mizbeach. Therefore, there's no problem of mixing them. But when we talk about stam, unconsecrated water, which it doesn't belong on the Mizbeach, and it's not meant to be poured in the Mizbeach, if you mix that into the wine, it invalidates the wine. That's what the Rogat Shem said. Where did the Rogat Shem... The Rambam says this. That's the pshat in the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get this from? From this Sifri. Rab Nosson now makes a comment. And says, you just said to me that wine which has water mixed in it invalidates the wine. V'loy mozul. Rab Nosson Oimer, it says in the Torah, Haseich Nesech Sheichor Lomonemar. He asks the question. Why does it say in the Torah, Haseich Nesech Sheichor? He's asking the question on all those words. On Sheichor also. Haseich Nesech Sheichor Lomonemar. Why does it say Haseich Nesech Sheichor? Okay. So he says the answer is, Lahavi Nisuch Hamai. What's the shot? Says the Rogat Shavar, doesn't know it from Haseich Nesech. He knows it from Haseich Nesech Sheichor. You know what Sheichor is? Water. You think Sheikhar is beer. That's the way you always translate it, Sheikhar. You'll soon see you when you're totally off the wall. Not you, but whoever thought that way, right? You'll soon see how Rashi explains what Sheikhar means. And based on the Targum. And then we'll soon see how the Rambam learned what Sheikhar means. And then we'll soon see that it's based on this Sifri. Says the Rogat Shavar Goin, the Rab Nosson asks, why does it say in the Parsha of libations of wine, Haseich Nesech Sheikhar Lomanemar? So he says, Lahovi Nisuch Hamayim. This comes to tell you that Nisuch Hamayim, if you take Nisuch Hamayim and you mix it with the wine, it's kosher. Lahovi Nisuch Hamayim is referring to the Yayin, the wine libations. If Lahavi Nisuch Hamayim, you said Yayin Mozug is no good if you take water and mix it with the wine, it invalidates the wine. Says he, but in the same pasuk it says, Makoidesh Haseich Nesach Sheikhar Lashem. The Sheikhar alludes and conveys to us that we may mix water with wine. That's the meaning of Sheikhar. And therefore, Lahavi Nisuch Hamayim, stam mundane water, which isn't consecrated, which don't belong on the Mizbeach, you can't mix the wine with the wine. That invalidates the wine. That's called v'lo yayin mozuk. But lahavi nisuch hamayim, if you mix it with the wine is kosher. So everything the Rambam says is mefurish in the Sifri. How do we know the Rambam took it from here? So listen to this. Take out, please be so kind, and I'm finishing. I know it's after 9, but I'm finishing with this, and with this we end. We're not going to repeat ourselves. I'm saying it's mamash phenomenal how we learned this Sifri. It's moider moiron. It's a pity you guys don't, we can't really, you know, show you all the pretty parts. It's gewaldig. Anyway, bozalachton, next time. Zeit läuft. Und ja, mit avaris gen vergolos. No, sir, be so kind and take out a parshas nozir. There the Torah says, and Torah specifies as follows, the nozir, the Nazirite, has to keep away from wine. And look what the Torah says. Take out 758 in your stone edition, the Torah says. Miyayin v'sheichor yasir. Page 758, Pasuk Gimel. The Torah says, Miyayin v'sheichor yasir. The Nazirite should keep away from wine and sheichor. Choymetz yayin. And choymetz sheichor isht. He should also keep away from vinegar from the wine. And win vinegar from the sheichor. What sheichor mean? You thought of beer? Look at Rashi. Rashi. Shut the Rashi brings the Targum. You know, first look at your Targum. Be so kind, and then we'll see the Rashi. Look at the Targum. Hello, please. Gimel. Mechamar chadas va'atik yiza. Right? Old wine and new wine. Freshly squeezed wine. And there's yayin yosher, a fresh wine. Chal dechama. Chal means vinegar. Dechamar chadas of new wine. Vechal and vinegar. Dechamar atik of old wine. So what does sheikhar mean? Old wine. Old wine. Look at Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Miyayin v'sheichor. Kitargumoy. The last, first column, Gimel. Rashi. The last line. Miyayin v'sheichor. Kitargumoy. Machamar machadat v'atik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Nazirite is to keep away from all types of wine. Fresh wine and new wine. Says Rashi, why? Why is it called sheichor? What's it called sheichor for? Sheichor, we know it's beer. So Rashi, no, it's called sheichor. Shehayayin mishaker kushu yashem. The older the wine, the more it ferments, so the stronger it is, it'll get you shiga. So that's what old wine we call sheichor. So according to Rashi, based on the Targum, that's the meaning of Sheikhar. Wonderful. That's good. Good for Rashi. Good for the Targum. Guess what? The Rambam in Hilchis Nizirus, Rabbi Shover, brings Perik Aleph, Halachates, but it's also Perik Aleph, Perik Hey, Halachates, but it's also Perik Hey, Halach Aleph. In Perik Hey, Halach Aleph, it tells you the halacha of Yayin v'Shechel. And in Perik Hey, Halachates, he tells you the halacha of Chametz Yayin v'Chametz Shechel. And the Rambam says, pity I don't have a Rambam in front of me, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll read the Rambam, I think I have it here. Do I? Okay, whatever. The Rambam says, Yayin is wine. Shecha. Yayin ha-ma'orev b'mashkin. Wine mixed with some other liquid. Chometz yayin. V'chometz shecha? Yayin. Chometz yayin is vinegar of wine. Chometz shecha is vinegar of wine which was mixed with another liquid. And the Mefarshim say, what other liquid? Water. So the Rambam learns, when it says in the Torah, go back to our Torah, in Parshas Nozir, Yayin v'sheichar, one shouldn't drink wine, means pure wine. V'sheichar, you shouldn't even drink wine which is mixed and diluted. Chometz yayin, you shouldn't drink vinegar of pure wine. V'chometz sheichar, you shouldn't drink vinegar of wine which was diluted with water. You get it? Furish a Rambam, take out a Rambam. Exactly, how much water, how much wine, v'chulu, whatever. All the Mefarshim talk about it. Their business, not Nagaya now. It's also our business, not Nagaya now. Then Iker, says the Rogachover, going, where did the Rambam derive and take to learn the definition of Sheikhar? Not like the Targum. And on his own, did he just decide that Sheikhar means diluted wine? Says the Rogachover, going, he took it from this Sifri. He sees this Sifri, says, Rab Noso Noimer, Haseich Nesach Sheikhar Lomonema. Why does this Torah say, when we're talking about libations of wine, Torah says, Haseich Nesach Sheikhov. Says the answers the Sifri, Lahovi Nisuch Hamayim. So the Rogachover learned that the Rab Noson is Mechadish for us. That due to the fact that Torah says, Haseich Nesach Sheikhov. Sheikhov means water wine diluted with water, mixed with water. Therefore, we know Yayin Mozu Gizan, it invalidates the wine. So it must be lahavin nisuch hamayim. What type of water, if you mix into the wine, is good and validates the wine? Nisuch hamayim. So we see sheikhon means water mixed with wine. So he took from this sifri, who defines the definition of sheikhon, and applied it to nizirus, that sheikhon by nozer means the same meaning. But whatever the case is, with this the Rabbi Shover explains, now we understand why it says Rabbi Noson Omer, because he's referring to the first man, the Omer, who said water is no good, says Rabbi Noson, but you should know. Nisuch hamayim, you saying all types of mozug is no good, all types of water is no good, it will depend if it was consecrated water or not, if it belongs on the Mizbeach or not. You can also appreciate that the two Rabbi Noson says two halachas. One, the Rabbi Noson is saying, that's the Gemara Masechta Tainis, like the Gemara understood, and that's the Nisifri and Sof Psochim. That's a general halacha in Niskei Mayim, that we have to have water pourings, water libations. But we didn't know any criteria about wine. This is a new halacha of Rabbi Noson, that's a Rabbi Trevor. Have a good night. And I'm telling you, it's Givald. I'm telling you, think about it. Dream about it. Have a good night. Not bad. Only 10 minutes, Baruch Hashem.